Welcome to today's market report. The UK officially entered recession on Wednesday for the first time since the financial crisis in 2008 after the Office for National Statistics confirmed that the UK economy shrank by 20.4% in the second quarter after dropping by 2.2% in the first. The UK economy suffered worse than any other major European nation during the coronavirus lockdowns. There remains uncertainty over whether US lawmakers will agree to an additional round of big fiscal stimulus after Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell stated late yesterday that talks over coronavirus relief were at a stalemate. Barring what now seems an unlikely bipartisan deal, the US economy could be left with the measures proposed by the US President Trump via executive orders to bypass Congress over the weekend. GBP/USD of lows still on the defensive below mid-130 post UK macro data. Even though the unemployment rate improved, claimant count increased much more than expected in July and average hourly earnings fell. The only reason why the jobless rate improved was because unemployed workers are discouraged from looking for new work. British Finance Minister Rishi Sunak said that the UK economy is now in hard times. The figures today confirmed that although spending and trade improved towards the end of the quarter, quarter two was a tough one for many countries, and the UK is no exception. GBP/USD remained depressed for the second consecutive session amid stronger greenback as well. The pair extended the previous day's intraday retracement slide of around 90 pips. The downtick was exclusively sponsored by some follow-through buying around the US dollar. Eurodollar is holding the lower ground near 117.15, down 0.18% on a daily basis. The dollar demand alongside cautious remarks from the German health official remains a drag on the spot. The Eurozone industrial production and the US CPI may influence the pair later today. Overall, the euro continues to be one of the strongest currencies. Despite signs of double top, the single currency still managed to outperform most of its peers. The exceptions component of the German ZOO survey also rose to its highest level since 2003. Investors were less confident about current conditions but very optimistic about where the economy is headed, which is testament to the local government and EU's efforts. The dollar index this morning was up 0.13% to 93.765, and dollar yen was up 0.14% to 106.62. This is today's market news. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.